I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with the 4x100 Shuttle Hurdle Relay, who has qualified for state. They were district champions. We've got Brandon Weingartner, Gage Heiser, Reese Thorson, and Nolan Klayberg. First of all, congratulations, fellas. What does it mean to be going back to the Blue Oval and being a part of this really exciting team that has a chance to do something special?
It's a great feeling, especially because it's my last year. They all have one more year, but it's my last, and last year was definitely a bummer. So being able to go and being in, we're going in like at the top, so that's even better. But yeah, it's definitely an experience that I'll never forget. So
yeah, I mean, it's just a great experience to run with these guys here. You know, we're all running our best times at this point in the season. You know, I didn't get to go my run at my freshman year, so it's pretty surreal feeling to come back my junior year here and then hopefully next year as well. So
yeah, I'm really excited to run with these boys at state. Should be a lot of fun.
I'm really proud of my guys to have made it this far. I'm really excited that Brandon gets to finish out his year like this. Super exciting. And then I really didn't expect Reese to be able to come back with his knee in the fall, but we're so blessed to have him. And I really meant it freshman year when I said we'd be back. And so I'm just glad that we're finally carrying that out.
Well, and last time I talked to you guys was over Zoom, and that was not fun a year ago, especially as a senior. You kind of alluded to it. What does it mean to have this season and now to be in a position where you guys could go up and not only win a team championship, but to be a contender up there for the hurdles as well?
Yeah, I mean, these guys, they mean the world to me, and just running with them, like, it's the best feeling watching them come over those last few hurdles and you just getting ready to go. And yeah, like I said, I'll never forget it. It's my only sport now, and it's definitely my favorite that I've ever been in, so I'll always remember it.
Well, Gage, you said coming in, this will be your first state meet, but it's been quite the 2 years of improvement for you. What have you been working on to put yourself in a position to really improve and really be an asset to all of the hurdles? You were probably going to qualify at large in the 400, and obviously you and Nolan in the 110 as well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I put in a lot of hard work. That's not to say that none of these guys did in the off season, but we were all working really hard. I think, you know, I fixed my start here. I was having some troubles my sophomore year before that season got canceled. And so now came back a little bit stronger here, kind of, you know, grew into sort of the athlete. And, you know, I didn't run my best race tonight in the 400 hurdles, but I know I can do better for sure. So,
well, Reese, Nolan kind of mentioned it. I'm guessing you didn't even think this may have been a possibility coming in March after you were rehabbing your knee. What has it been like for you to come back, and what has it taken for you to be in a place where you're on a team now that can go win a state championship?
Yeah, it's been a journey. I just remember when I actually tore my ACL, like thinking of track in the spring and wondering if I'll get back to it. But my teammates have really helped me through that, and I'm really excited for state.
Well, and Nolan, as I mentioned, this team, not only as a hurdles group, but as an entire group, coming in as favorites probably to contend for the state championship. How exciting is that? But at the same time, what are the things you need to do to make sure that happens?
It's really exciting. We need to still focus on ourselves, just run our own race. Carlisle is still our main opponent, as they were 2 years ago, and we do not like them very much. So we are going to do all we can to make sure we finished the unfinished business 2 years ago. And we're very excited for that, aren't we, boys?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Brandon, Gage, Reese, and Nolan, congratulations on a great race tonight. And I look forward to seeing you at Drake Stadium next week.
Thank you. Thank you.